The Jericho Network on Westwood One.
Welcome to Podcast One. We hope you'll support our sponsors who bring you these podcasts absolutely free and with limited interruptions. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this show, which will get started in just a second.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing and gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And before we get started, just a reminder that my new book is just a couple weeks away from being released. No is a four-letter word, comes out August 29th, but you can pre-order it now at my Amazon store, amazon.com/shop/IamJericho. And I hope you're listening to this podcast on the new Podcast One app. You better be. It's not like any other podcast app out there, and you're going to see that for yourself as soon as you download it from the App Store or Google Play. You can do so much more than just listen to your favorite shows. You can connect with other fans, comment on shows and posts, and watch thousands of virtual reality videos. See some of your favorite podcasts in 360 video. It's like you're sitting in a room with the hosts and you're part of the show. So download the new Podcast One app at the App Store or Google Play now. And I also want to announce that the next leg of the Judas Rising tour has been announced, and it's going to be in the United States, which is great. The country of the United States. We are starting Minneapolis, September 16th at the 93X anniversary show. And then we go out with the great, the eclectic, the unique Gemini Syndrome and the Stir from Atlanta. We're heading to Fort Wayne, Indiana, September 27th. September 28th, Columbus. September 29th, we're rocking Detroit at the Riff Fest. Great, great radio station up in Detroit. September 30th, Libertyville, Illinois at the Austin Fuel Room. October 1st, Janesville, Sonic Boom, a great WJJO radio station up there. We've played that before. October 3rd, Niagara Falls at the Rapids Theater. October 4th, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. October 5th, Worcester, Massachusetts. Say it with me now, Worcester. October 7th, Wilmington, North Carolina. October 8th, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. A lot of great rock and roll shows coming up and more dates added. Fozzy and the Gemini Syndrome. The Judas Rising Tour continues. Fozzy Rock for all tickets and VIP information. Don't forget, we have one of the greatest VIP packages in the entire business. Sure, you get to take a picture. Sure, you get to talk to the band. Sure, you get to meet all of us, including myself. Sure, you get anything you want autographed. But on top of that, you get a mini concert. That's right. We go and play songs for you. You request the tunes. We'll play some cover songs that you've never heard us play before. It is a great time. One of the greatest rock and roll VIP packages you can get. And speaking of greatest, we're talking about the greatest albums of all time. Is there such a thing as a perfect record? Joining me, Sinister Gates and Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold return to Talk is Jericho in search of the perfect record. Does the perfect album exist? That's what we're debating and discussing. We're including some heavy hitters by the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, making some other cases for other bands like NoFX, Helloween, even Weezer. See if you agree with our assessments as we go song by song to determine the perfect album and if any band in music history has written and recorded the perfect album. And as you know, Avenged are touring this summer with Metallica, playing stadiums. Jeez. Gates and Johnny Christ will tell us what the experience has been like. We'll find out what they think of the Avenged catalog. Do they have a perfect album? Do they think the stage is a perfect album? It's going to be a great, great show talking about the perfect album with Gates and Johnny Christ. And I don't know if Fozzy is a perfect album, but we got a perfect single. That's for damn sure. Number one on Octane for the second week in a row, 7 million views on YouTube. We got a hit on our hand, and we're going to play it for you right now. Here it is, the number one song on satellite radio today. It's Judas and Fozzy.
You are beautiful on the inside. You are real.
innocence personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will drag you down and sell.
That's right, number one on the Octane Biggins Countdown for the second week in a row. Help Judas stay there, continue to vote. And of course, the big announcement this week, October 13th, 2017, Judas the Record will be coming out via Century Media. It's going to be amazing. I listened to the whole record through last night. 11 songs on the record, each one of them better than the last. It may be a perfect record. Next time we do this with Gates and Johnny Christ, we might have to put Fozzy Judas in there. And the Judas Rising Tour continues in Europe starting October 27th in Birmingham, England, Dublin, Belfast, Chester, Manchester, London, Sheffield, Glasgow, Newcastle. All those shows are selling so well. Glasgow's going to sell out any day now. If you're sitting on the fence in Glasgow, Scotland, and you want to go to the Fozzy show, don't you wait. Don't wait. You're going to miss out on a great rock and roll show. It's going to be a great rock and roll show at the Garage, as you would say, the Garage in Scotland, in Glasgow. Then we're heading over the pond to Amsterdam, Schaffenburg. Hamburg, Pretteln, Roncade, Rome, Vienna, Munich, Essen, Hamburg, Genk. So many great shows coming up. We will be rocking till the end of the year in so many different countries. Once again, all tickets and VIP meet and greets at FozzyRock.com. And we're about to get the musical debate with Gates and Christ, Avenged Sevenfold. Is there such thing as a perfect album? Well, I'm going to tell you something there is no debate about, and that's DDP Yoga. If it works on it, it works, because I'm proof. I am debating that it's the greatest physical fitness exercise program I've ever been on, thanks to Diamond Dallas Page. I am proof of his existence working. Dallas is going to give you proof when he brings his DDP Yoga workshop to the UK with the DDP UK tour. You can hear Dallas's inspirational stories, his over-the-top motivation, his hilarious question and answer session in person. The tour starts September 8th. You're going to meet Dallas, take a selfie with him, have him sign an autograph, have him sign an autograph WCW Heavyweight Championship belt, and you're going to get some serious inroads and technique lessons from Diamond Dallas Page, the guru of DDP Yoga. So join in on the inspiration meets perspiration and experience Dallas's infectious energy for yourself. Go to DDPYogaTour.com to reserve your spot and get all the details. That's DDPUKTour.com. He's also doing DDP Yoga workshops in Glasgow, aforementioned, Manchester, Birmingham, London, all the places Fozzy's going to, but this is for Dallas. And if Dallas isn't going to be in a city near you anytime soon, get the DDP Yoga Now app and get on the track to healthier living. You know what DDP Yoga has done for me in my career. I got the DDP Yoga Now app on my phone. I just open the app and do the workout wherever I am. Over 150 workouts on the app, as well as the opportunity to do live workouts from the DDP Yoga Performance Center in Smyrna, Georgia. And DDP Yoga can help you get in shape and live a healthier life as well. DDP has thought of everything because he truly cares about you, and he cares about this program working for you. He wants everyone to live a healthier life and meet all of their fitness goals mentally and physically. And his DDP Yoga program is great for anyone and everyone, any age, any skill level. And with the app, you can track your progress, get nutrition tips, recipes, and all the motivation you need to stick with the program and stay on your game plan. And Diamond Dallas Page has made it so easy for you to get on board his life-changing program. And here's what he's going to do for all you sexy beast Talk is Jericho listeners. In order to take advantage of his tremendous generosity, the tremendous deal that Dallas is offering, he's giving you 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDPY merch, swag, and clothing. Just go to DDPYoga.com/Jericho. That's DDPYoga.com/Jericho. It's time to own your life. Get in the best shape of your life, mentally and physically. Start today. Do it now. DDPYoga.com/Jericho. Go check it out.
Hey, it's Steve Austin. Have you checked out the Steve Austin Show? I got family-friendly episodes on Tuesdays, and I let it all fly on Unleashed every Thursday. So get to podcast1.com or iTunes to listen and subscribe. And that's the bottom line, because I said so.
Talk is Jericho.
Johnny Christ's microphone is not turned on, which is
always, oh no,
the best. My best thing is when I said, can you get out of your drunken stupor long enough to do this, Johnny? You're like, enough.
Enough.
Couple giggles and burps is all we need from you.
Yeah, that's all we need.
So what we're doing here is we sit in a parking lot of a stadium in Atlanta as Avenged Sevenfold gets ready to play another stadium show with Metallica, which is a whole podcast on itself. But we had a conversation a couple months ago. It was fueled with a little bit of drinky winkies.
No.
We're sober now. About if there's such a thing as a perfect ish album. And I think you brought that up, Gates. We're here with Gates, yeah, and Johnny. Was it you that posed the question originally?
Yeah, I did. I was. I think we were hammered in Palm Springs, and I asked my singer Matt, and he couldn't think of one for the life of him. And I had never really thought about it before. I was just drunk enough to think of something awesome, and that was what it was. And it seems like most people have a perfect record, but I don't. I
have you favorites. Don't. You can't think of a perfect record.
Mm-mm.
So I mean, so the and so and the initial, first of all, define what a perfect record is. What are the rules that we're playing by here?
Yeah.
Well, I believe, and you can help refresh my memory, JC, is it they all just have to, every song has to fall in the A category, like A, B, C, D, you know?
Yeah, they got the every song is a 10, I believe, is what we were talking about.
Well, it doesn't have to be an A plus. It just has to be, it can be an A minus.
Okay.
But, and an A minus is an incredible song.
So you know? Every song has to be really good.
Really
good. So the first one I throw at you is Appetite for Destruction.
Appetite for Destruction. All right.
That's a perfect album. And you can't tell me. So what song do you not think is perfect on Appetite?
Well,
Welcome to the Jungle, obviously, amazing. It's So Easy, amazing. Night Train, amazing. Mr. Brownstone, My Michelle, Paradise City. Then we got what else we got? What are you looking?
Okay, yeah, we got Night Train, Out to Get Me, incredible. Paradise City, My Michelle. I think my B song was Think About You.
So think
that
about
was the one that you were saying before too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Think About You is a great tune, though.
It is a great tune.
So what does it make a song?
It just in the land of A pluses, which that record is 100%. You know, besides that one, it just doesn't compete to me. Yeah, it's a great song. You know, I don't even think I'm grading it by the curve either. I think it gets B plus maybe. But I think I'd go with a solid B.
See, now, but would you think that Think About You might be a classic song just because we've heard it for the last 30 years of our lives? Like, if you just put that record on, because if you just put that record on, to me, Mr. Brownstone is kind of a cheesy song.
Really?
Well, just the dun, dun, dun,
yeah,
dun, dun. If I wrote a song for you guys and said, here's how it goes. I get up around 11. I go to work around 9. You guys would be like, dude.
Well, if you were talking about simply going to work, then yeah. But
when you're making something rad about doing your heroin, life. Yeah. You know,
so what about awesome. So what about Think About You is the one, and what about Anything Goes? Would that be another?
Anything Goes is, yeah, I'd probably put that as a B.
So for you, so there's two reasons why Appetite doesn't make a perfect album.
I think so.
Okay, so what do you think, Johnny?
I disagree. I think Appetite for Destruction is a perfect record. I like all those songs.
I think they're all A's.
But
you think they're all A's?
I think they're all A's as well. I think Appetite for Destruction is a perfect
album. Especially because when you think about, I guess this kind of takes it away from it, but like, I guess when you think about what that record was at that time and everything like that, it's perfect.
It was so revolutionary and so different from what was going on at the time. It kind of changed the whole cultural zeitgeist of rock and roll.
It kind of gives it a little bit more oomph. Think about that. And you just go, well, okay. Like you were just saying, so there's a couple things that are a little cheesy or whatever.
But it's still a great song, though.
Yeah,
that chorus, this Brownstone's chorus is absolutely flawless.
Well, sure. It's,
so you think it's a little cheesy, but it's...
I still give it an A.
But you still give it an
I'm
A.
I'm saying, to me, it's the one song on the record where I think, oh, it's a little bit out of line, because I think About You is awesome. Like, I think about it, and I can hear the whole song in my head.
Yeah.
It was the best time I can remember. Yeah. Like, to me, I don't... That one, to me, from beginning to end, all songs are good. But maybe, I'll give you this much, maybe because we're so familiar with the record that you've grown to love some of those tunes that maybe you wouldn't have loved if you first
heard
it.
Yeah, and I think your point about Mr. Brownstone is perfect. And I would ask the same thing about Anything Goes or Think About You.
Okay. And you're crazy. So those are the two kind of standouts for you that might not fit.
Right.
Okay. So the other, and we can all throw out classic albums, but another one I'll throw out at you is Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets.
Classic record. Okay?
Amazing record.
Battery, Master of Puppets,
Thing
That Should Not Be, Welcome Home Sanitarium, Disposable Heroes, Leper Messiah.
Well, that's where I'll stop
Orion,
you right there.
And Damage Incorporated. Ooh.
Leper Messiah is a great song, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's one of, you know. I love that record, but Leper Messiah to me is the B on that record.
I can't give you that. That's too stiff.
Leper
Messiah?
Great. Absolutely great song. I'm not saying...
But are you saying it's the worst song on Master Puppets or just not a good song at all?
I would say worst song on the record. I even hate to say worst. It's just... It's down a notch. Down a notch in my book from the rest of the songs on the record.
Is it not an A song?
It's not an A. It's a B. It's a B to me. B plus.
Gates?
I'm going to have to agree. My good friend Johnny Christ, yeah?
I think you guys are just saying this to be difficult.
Well, what's the point of life if you're not making things incredibly difficult?
Yeah. I also like that we're talking about this while Metallica's taking us out on the road. They're going to hear it later and be like... And they're going to go play Leper Messiah and send it out to Johnny Christ and Sinister Gates.
Master of Puppets, perfect record. Johnny,
that's what I can't even Metallica, perfect discography. Not one bad song on the whole album.
All years, every day.
So how about Ride the Lightning then, if you go to that? Once again, it's I know those two off by heart. It would be Fight Fire with Fire, Ride the Lightning.
So good.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, Fade to Black.
I don't think there's a B on that.
Trapped Under Ice, Creeping Death,
Maybe
Escape.
Trapped Under Ice.
Escape.
Oh no, Trapped Under Ice is an amazing.
And Call of Cthulhu. Would Escape be the one that might not be?
Call of Cthulhu
instrumental.
It's the instrumental. So yeah. I'm actually not a big instrumental guy.
Which is weird because you love
he's the
playing
muso
solo
the
sections. Yeah. You have muso,
I love boring people, but I don't love being bored. I have no qualms with f***ing the audience to death.
Can we put that on a t-shirt, please? So, but the other one in that record that kind of was the one that even Metallica didn't like was Escape. But I always liked Escape. I thought it was kind of a cool song.
It's a great song.
So,
sure.
But so to you, it's Cthulhu that brings that up?
That's it, yep.
Okay, so I guess my whole thing is I want to find out if you think there's such a thing as a perfect record. Okay.
So basically, I don't have one. I think my favorite record of all time is Mr. Bungle's first record, which I'm just going to get all credibility thrown out the window here when you mention Mr. Bungle.
Well, yeah, you lose half the audience because not anybody knows that. Because
you lose half the audience, and now I'm sad I did this.
He does like to bore people.
I do like to bore people. This is true.
So read the Mr. Bungle.
So you got quote unquote that was previously Travolta back in the day. Not a lot of people know that.
What's the one that? What's the one?
They don't call it that anymore.
Nope, they call it quote unquote.
The one that goes, "Ooh, my mama, ooh, my moya, nee, na, na, nee, na, na, na."
Oh, that's on Disco Volante.
Yeah, that's my favorite Mr. Bungle song.
Mamishka Mauser, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's an incredible record. I almost give that. That's. Fuck, dude. Soundtrack.
Read your.
So we got quote
list.
Unquote, brilliant, Slowly Growing Deaf, brilliant, Squeeze Me Macaroni, brilliant, Carousel, brilliant, Egg.
Oh, who doesn't know Egg?
Who doesn't fucking know Egg? Stub-a-dub is the greatest song of Stub-a-dub is the greatest song of all time. My Ass Is on Fire is the second best song of all time. The Girls of Porn is just the fucking coolest thing. Coolest thing of all time.
Number one in the dance charts in 87, I believe.
That's right. Yeah.
So for you that album is perfect, okay? But like
I Love Is a Fist and Egg, I would probably give B's. Too.
How could you name a song Egg and not have it brilliant?
Yeah, well, the bass line in it, Trevor Dunn, he writes a lot of amazing shit, and it's one of the best bass lines of all time. If it weren't for Dead Goon, the last song on the record, and so my problem, I guess, with the album, I could even give those other songs A's. The problem with this record is there's a lot of, like, ambient noise, weird shit happening, a guy taking a shit after he drinks a bunch of coffee, and it's all, like, just the sound stuff that just takes a little too long, in my opinion.
But you can't have a soundscape be an A song. Are you talking about those tracks on the records that are musical interludes?
So the track would be like 7 minutes and a minute and a half of it at the end.
Okay.
So it doesn't have a lot of them don't have like final endings and stuff.
Okay.
You know.
So let's move to another more mainstream one. What about Nirvana, Nevermind?
Oh, geez.
And I got it right here.
You
so
do.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Incredible.
In Bloom.
Incredible.
Come As You Are.
Incredible.
Breed. Incredible.
Incredible.
Lithium. Incredible.
Incredible.
Polly.
Incredible.
Pretty deep. Polly wanna crack. Territorial Pissings.
I have
this
to
is
give
the one that he's gonna go ahead. And I love it. I disagree.
I think it's brilliant.
It's got attitude.
It's funny because it's the heaviest thing on the record by far.
It's the coolest.
Yeah, yeah.
It just gets you pumped up. And you're listening to Polly. It gets you thinking wow, this is like
heroin
and
death.
All of a sudden you get
territorial pissing.
You get that
blows your mind.
Yeah, I mean, when you're listening through,
he's debating this though. Gates is the hard ass of this. That's what. So you are still. What would you give Territorial Pissings?
B+.
Oof, just to be difficult.
Difficult.
Is that the one standard that would drain you?
No, that's a B.
Stay Away, On a Plane, Something in the Way, Endless. Endless Nameless is a bonus track. That wasn't on the original.
A bonus track,
So Something in the Way,
Something in the Way is an A+. That's
and
one of the
On
greatest.
A Plane as well.
On a Plane is great. Absolutely.
I give that one those are all A's.
Would you give Drain You an A? To me, that I think A on Pissings, drain you, and trying to stay within the rules that Gates has laid down, I would say is a B++ tune. I would never give it an A. It's like
you want to stay in the lines, but you have to add a double plus.
Like, he's got a sticky on a B+ with a sticky.
Like in Canada, 80% was an A. Apparently now that's a B with kids nowadays. But so I would give this a 79% out of 100.
I thought 80, 90s.
Okay, maybe
90% an A.
90% an A.
God, I went to I went to a real easy school then because 80%
yeah,
was
but
an
American. Yeah, it's just
you
weird.
Were a straight A student.
And that's spelled E-H.
Yeah, straight A.
Okay, so that one for you is Territorial Pistons. Well, I would go Drain You. So I'm not going to say that it was a classic where Johnny Christ says that it was.
I think it was.
Okay, let me throw this one at you. I'm so pulling them up as we go. How about
two perfect records, huh? Jesus Christ.
How about Thriller?
Ooh, doggy.
I got it here.
Okay.
I'm pulling them up beforehand. Want to Be Starting Something.
Incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. Baby Be Mine.
That's incredible. Great.
The Girl Is Mine.
Great. Incredible.
Thriller.
Come on, we know.
I'm just kidding.
Beat It. Come on.
Yep.
Billie Jean.
Yep.
Human Nature.
Oh, God.
Pretty Young Thing. I don't know.
What?
Whoa, dude.
And, oh, my gosh.
And the Lady in My Life. Okay, I'll give Pretty Young Thing an A.
Lady in My Life might be the one.
That would be the one.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going.
But the rest of them are
without.
So A so plus, 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 plus. It kind of makes up for it, right?
I don't think
but you have to say, plus, though, plus, once plus, again, plus. Going by the rules, that one is the
that
one
is
that doesn't fit up to snuff, right?
Let me zip up my zipper.
Please
don't edit that.
You can't
out.
Do this with your fly down. Or maybe the thought of the first Mr. Bungle no, record
that's
gave
that's what happened.
Little,
yeah.
A little chubsky and
egg got my huevos crackling.
Me huevos crackling. Ridiculous, man. Let's move on to some Beatles records. They got to have a perfect record. But first, let's get into something a little bit more serious and very riveting. A&E's Emmy nominated groundbreaking docuseries, Aaliyah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath, returns for season 2 on August 15th. They shot 10 new episodes at Aaliyah, along with high-level former Scientology executives and church members as they delve deep into the shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, and harassment experienced by those who left the church and have spoken publicly about their experiences, about being disconnected from their families. Aaliyah continues her quest to give a voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology. She's the brave face helping others speak up and overcome their horrific experiences with the church. And this season, the series also explores accounts of former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the church's practices. Aaliyah Remini is helping people take action. She's turning survivors into fighters, revealing truth and seeking justice. I want you to watch the first season of Aaliyah Remini's Scientology and Aftermath online. I'm watching it right now. It's just incredible to see her tales and all these other people's tales, Mike Rinder and all these other people that were high level executives in the Church of Scientology, and just how the church slowly turned on them and how they disconnected them with their families. It's a riveting show. You can watch the first season online, on demand, and on the A&E app now, and then catch season 2 starting August 15th on A&E. I will be watching it. Check it out. It is a riveting piece of work. Aaliyah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath, returning for season 2 on August 15th. Don't you dare miss it. All right, everyone's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, clean up your room. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you got to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your poche? Absolutely. It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Go check out Geico.
Support for this podcast comes from UCSF Medical Center. U.S. News and World Report has recognized UCSF Medical Center as the best hospital in California for neurology and neurosurgery, cancer, orthopedics, kidney care, diabetes and endocrinology, lung and respiratory care. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Talk is Jericho.
Okay, so let's go over to maybe some Beatles records, maybe Abbey Road.
Okay.
Now, this is the one that
Go down. Go down the list on that one.
Almost came to blows on this one.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'm not even going to start with the first track of that. I'm going to leave that one. But I have to. Come Together.
Okay. So this is where I know that I'm an idiot. This is where I know how stupid I can get sometimes. How much I am just a petulant little disagreeing. Okay. Come Together is one of the best songs ever written.
Right.
I just never really cared for it. So
okay.
So I mean I get it. It's a song I get, but I'd give it a B+.
But see, my question is this. You say it's one of the greatest songs ever written, but you don't like it. There's a lot of great songs that I know are great tunes, but I don't like them. But I still have to admit it's a like a Bob Dylan song, like, Rainy Day Women, number 69, or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a Dylan fan, but I have to admit that is an A song. I just don't ever want to hear it.
Well, how about this? I will give it an A.
Ooh.
I'll give it an A. That's
really?
Fine. Yeah, an A f***ing minus. A minus minus, you plus plusers.
So, is it, but it's still an A, right?
It's an A. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think that's the problem on that record. I'm going to tell you which one I think the problem is. Because it's something. I mean, forget it. Whatever. To me, Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
I give that an A plus.
Do you really?
I f***ing love that song.
No shit.
Yep.
Do you know this song, Johnny?
Yes, I do.
With the anvil, yep. Ding, ding, ding ding. With the Moog synthesizer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like all that shit too, man. Okay.
Oh, Darling. I mean, forget it. Yeah. Octopus's Garden. Is it my favorite? No. Is it a well-written song that every child knows to the end of time? Yes.
And Paul used to write those songs for Ringo. The one on Sartre.
Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine.
And also With a Little Help from My Friends.
With a Little Help from My Friends. Like, mm-hmm. he would write in that register. He would write specifically for something, and he could nail it. I give that song an A+. It's not my favorite song on the record, but I think it's a masterpiece of a song for what it is.
Let me do you one more. Paul didn't write that song.
Oh, he didn't?
Ringo did.
Ringo wrote that
That's
song?
The old one tune he wrote in this whole pantheon of Beatles. I think he took a tip from Paul and wrote one of those songs that Paul would write for him.
That's funny.
So I'll give it to him. I Want You, She's So Heavy. Love
I
it.
Give that an A+. Plus, yeah.
Here Comes the Sun. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Because...
I give that an A+. Plus.
You Never Give Me Your Money. Then you got the medley. They're like, you know, You Never Give Me Your Money. Sun King.
I would give Sun King probably a B.
I think that's another stinker. And once again, stinker relative.
Yeah, right. Relative
stinker. Mean Mr. Mustard, Paul, Theme, Pam. She and then it's all perfect. The bathroom window, Golden Slumbers, Care That Way at the End. Even Her Majesty.
Even Her Majesty is the best way to ever end a record.
Because
the end is the best way to end a record.
Yes.
And then he puts Her Majesty at the f***ing end just to f***.
Just for the hell of it.
So you got to give him an A for that.
Imagine he's brilliant. Very nice girl because he doesn't have a lot to say.
Yeah.
So I think
we pull the wand. Boom. Now he has that fucking song.
Bump, bump. Do you know that originally was part of the medley?
Oh, was it?
That
I didn't
bump,
know.
Bump goes straight into Pauline Pam, but they lost it or took it off and then found it and plugged it on at the end.
How funny.
So there you go. Cool. That's why it's so short. Yeah. What about Sergeant Pepper?
Ooh, baby. So it's only. Well, yeah, you want to start with the...
Go ahead. What were you going to say? It's what?
For me, there's only one.
So should I go through?
Yeah.
Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Perfect.
Get it. Yeah. With a Little Help from My Friends.
Perfect.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Perfect.
Getting Better.
Perfect.
With the best refrain, you got to miss Getting Better, it can't get no worse. The John Lennon line.
Right.
Fixing a Hole.
Perfect.
She's Leaving Home.
Perfect.
Mr. Kite.
Perfect.
Within You, Without You. Is that the one?
If you're going to call it an intermission and not count it as a song, then I'm good.
You know what, dude? I remember, like, I was a huge Beatles fanatic when I was about 10. That's the first band that was the gateway for me. And I always remember when Within You, Without You came on, I was like, this is the worst. Like, it's so shit. Listening to it now, I understand the genius of George bringing in these, you know, sitars and all this stuff. It still takes a lot to get used to.
He created the entire soundtrack to the hippie generation. Yeah,
right.
he really did.
And I agree.
Everything about it. And so for that, you got to really give him credit, and it's impressive. And when you listen to everything, like in headphones, which a lot of people don't do, like good hi-fi headphones,
yes.
It's got an incredible movement to it, you know? And I think we discussed briefly, like, there's better Beatles songs than Sgt. Pepper's, but that's probably their best record because of how it fits together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those songs just fit wonderfully together.
And the diversity of it.
Exactly.
The and the time frame of it, much like you said about Guns N' Roses, about Appetite coming out when it did, being so revolutionary. Nobody would put out a record like Sgt. Pepper. Like, you got to be effing kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
And all their success, and then they do that. They just get in the studio.
Right.
And George Martin just owns it.
Takes him to a completely different level.
Completely.
So I agree with you on that because I think the attitude of it, I think the creativity of it, I think the concept of it, Within You, Without You, is great. I think the song, I've now risen it from shit to probably like a B plus-ish maybe. Only
Within Without You, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would never give it an A though. So
I would give it a D as a song. in context,
but it's an interlude.
I give it a C plus. Well, that's why it's a perfect record.
There's an interlude there. Yeah.
Is it like the guy taking a shit after drinking coffee on the bungalow
record?
That's
it. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, why you got to do that?
That's a great comparison right there.
There's our blabber. There's our blabbermouth.
That's the post. Clickbait. Yeah, with and
Sinister
without
Gates
you.
Says, "Within you, without you," sounds like a guy taking a shit after drinking coffee. Yeah.
Incredible.
And then we go through the rest. One of 64, Lovely Rita, good morning, Sergeant Pepper, refrain, and of course, Day in the Life. So,
yeah.
But you know, there is a distinct pattern here, like you're saying, that there usually is one that doesn't quite fit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, although I still can't give that to you for.
What's the one on Let It Be? Because I love that record.
Let It Be is kind of a dog's breakfast, though. There's a lot of those on there. If you go,
yeah,
I'll go find Let It Be for you right now.
Yeah,
that was the one that they kind of did when they were in flux and they were all arguing with each other, and it was not.
Yeah, and they wanted to completely strip it down. They wanted George Martin to be such a small part of it.
Yeah, and Phil Spector ended up producing it. Two of Us. Good tune. Dig a Pony. Good tune.
Incredible.
Cross the Universe.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
I Me Mine.
Love it.
Dig It, which is kind of an interlude. It's a minute long. Dig It.
Yeah.
That's Doris Day.
Yeah.
So
we're calling it an interlude.
I think that song is brilliant.
Just Dig It on its own?
I absolutely love it. Lennon's voice on that is just.
Dig it. And then it goes in that weird voice. It's Calls to the Angels Sing. And then it goes to Let It Be.
Right.
Maggie May. Maybe. Which I think is kind of a...
I'd give that probably a B.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Scottish folk song or something.
I love that song.
Do you like it too?
I'd give it an A.
So you Let It Be is one of your favorite Beatles records.
I think it's his favorite.
Said nobody Beatles. Ever.
I know. Leave it
Did
to
Did you
John
invite
Christ.
Him? Chris?
I Got a Feeling. Amazing.
Oh, brilliant.
One After 909.
It's a great song for what it is. I'd probably give that one a B+. But it's pretty brilliant. I could go A- on it.
It reminds me of Spinal Tap when they're singing All the Way Home, the song they wrote when they were 50. Yeah. All the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
Yeah.
That's what One After 909 kind of is. Right. And I agree with you. I give that a B+.
Yeah.
Long and Winding Road, I mean, forget
brilliant.
It.
Yeah.
For You Blue. Yeah, B+.
Yeah.
Would you give it an A, For You Blue?
I wouldn't.
Okay, so Get Back, obviously, the greatest ever. So what about Zeppelin? And we talked about this before.
There we go, yeah.
Led Zeppelin 4, the ipso facto Zozo record. That one, to me, I think is perfect, but I remember you might have had it. So it starts with Black Dog.
Perfect.
Rock and Roll.
Perfect.
The Battle of Evermore.
Perfect.
Stairway.
Overrated.
But perfect. Once again, of course.
No, it's absolutely perfect. It's probably
Misty
the greatest
Mountain
song
Hop.
Ever. That's where I'd probably
really down.
It's a great riff. I'll give it an A-.
Okay,
just the fucking.
I have to insist that you do because it's pretty damn good. Four Sticks.
See, I go B.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's bound down, bound down, 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 down.
Great groove. Really cool. Plant's voice on that.
What's your issue with it?
I just songwriting, melody
doesn't really go anywhere.
It doesn't
really build,
exactly.
Right?
Kind of a jam thing.
Yeah,
really cool. But yeah,
okay. And then Going to California, when the levee breaks,
brilliant.
Levee's super heavy too. Yeah. So, what do you think about Four Sticks, Johnny?
You know, I gotta be honest. I'm not.
Not a Zeppelin
familiar.
Guy?
I'm not a big Zeppelin guy.
Okay. Have you heard that tune before?
Yes, I have. I have it on vinyl. I'm just...
Right.
And I understand the brilliance. It's just... It's something... It's stubborn from when I was a child.
Gotcha.
And I've never been able to get myself out
of it. But I was like that with Pink Floyd, too. I was never a Pink Floyd fan until about 5 years ago or so, and then got super... Is there a perfect Pink Floyd record? Is there too much weirdness?
It's too much weirdness for me.
Yeah, I kind of was
I
never
love
the biggest
it,
Pink
but,
Floyd fan.
What about Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon is a great.
It's pretty great.
What others? Because I was just trying to look.
But there
Dark
is a lot
Side.
Of
well,
downtime.
Another close
there's
one.
You're going to find a lot of downtime on.
Well, because there's a lot of interludes and stuff. Because if you look at it though, dude, Speak to Me, Breathe. That's pretty brilliant. On the Run. I don't know which one that is. Time, great Gig in the Sky, Money, Us and Them, Brain Damage, Eclipse. But I don't know any color you like. Yeah. See, I'm not as adverse with the Pink Floyd. To
totally.
Give you that.
Same
but
here.
But that could be. And here's one that Matt pointed out that I would say that falls into your Mr. Bungle category for me and for Matt. Keeper of the Seven Keys 2 by Helloween.
No, that's an incredible record.
It's
man.
A classic record that's from start incredible. To finish for me. All the songs on that. I know you guys aren't big Helloween fans, but is there any more that you guys have that you can think of?
I was going to go Houses of the Holy, but there's some obvious ones.
We'll go through
there.
That. Go through Houses of the Holy.
Song Remains the Same, I think, is absolutely brilliant. The Rain song is one of the most beautiful guitar pieces I've ever heard in my life. Over the Hills and Far Away is brilliant. The Crunge, you know.
That's the one that was funny. I remember Frank Bello one time asked me if I wanted to jam on the Crunge with him at NAMM. And I said, like, do you mean... you want to jam some grunge? Like, I'm like, why do you want to play some grunge? He goes, no, the Crunge. Yeah. And I had never heard that song. I went and listened to it, and it's like,
yeah.
It's C+.
Jammy.
Yeah.
Jammy.
And I'm not adverse to jam songs, but like you said, it wasn't a great one for me.
But the rest of them are brilliant to me. I love Dancing Days. I love Dire Maker. No Quarter's brilliant to me. And The Ocean.
That's pretty close to perfect album.
It's a closer one than you'd think. It doesn't get a lot of recognition, but I think it might be my favorite
Zeppelin
record.
Album. Okay. For sure. Just going to go quickly through Keep of the Seven Keys for the Helloween fans. Eagle Fly Free, great tune.
Nice.
Always Walk Alone, great. Rise and Fall, Dr. Stein, We Got the Right, Save Us, March of Time, I Want Out, Keep of the Seven Keys. Yeah, that's great. The perfect album for me. Every song is an A. It's about that one.
Yeah, I to be honest, not really.
You're not a Halloween guy.
We used to listen to it all the time. Not enough to get the records and know, it in and out. So,
but Shaz did say
we played it all the time. So I think that if it were going to be a perfect record to us, we'd probably know
it would. It would
fit. Played all the time.
Yeah, Johnny, what else you got?
I would say, and I was just thinking about it, like No Effects, Punk and Troublick.
Wow, that's interesting.
Brilliant.
I don't think there's a fucking bad song on that one. I was
No
just
Effects
trying to run it through my head.
And it's the No Effects Drunken
Punk and Troublick.
We both look it up here. Punk and Troublick. That is a great album. It's funny because I asked Matt a while ago, like, I'm not a big punk guy, but when I started like really hanging out with you guys and stuff, I said, well, what's the best punk record for me to jump into? And he mentioned Punk and Troublick, and then there's also a Rancid album, Let's Go.
Let's Go is pretty
That's
incredible.
So let's go.
That's damn close.
Let's go. Punk and Troublick, and the track listing goes Linoleum,
brilliant.
Leave It Alone,
perfect.
Dig,
brilliant.
Cause, Don't Call Me White is so awesome.
Don't call me white.
My Heart Is Yearning. You give that?
There's so many songs on this. There is, and that's. Couldn't that be considered more of a joke interlude? It's not really like a written song, like. For it, so it's a joke song, you know. I don't know, like.
Okay, so
I still love it too because I think it's. I mean, when I was fucking 10 years old or some shit when I first heard that record, and anytime they'd do something funny on it,
even though it's a comedy thing, you'd still give it the right mark, the right grade.
I probably would have to give it a B+, but I'm just
giving. But he's a huge Jeff Foxworthy fan, so. I mean, it's hard to argue with this shit.
So is your dad, aka his boss.
Yeah, right.
A Perfect Government,
great song.
Cool.
The Bruise,
great. Cool.
The Quas.
The Quas is amazing because
never knew what that meant.
I think it's just the way that they were pronouncing the cause because they already had the cause on the record and they put it as the Quas because they put the Oz in the song, and then just revisited it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, Dying Degree,
perfect song.
Fleas.
Yeah,
that might be the one.
Yeah, that could be your stopgap there, because Laurie Myers, Jeff Wears Birkenstocks is great.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Punk guy, he does punk things.
Punk guy's so good.
Happy guy,
great.
Rico,
now that's a great song right there.
Rico,
yeah.
And Scavenger Type.
Yeah.
That one might also be.
Oh, there's 17 tracks. That's
you
the thing.
What I mean? Yeah. So it's like is it possible, going against your rules, is it possible to have a perfect album, like, just in tone and in feel and in vibe, and even if a song is not quite up to snuff, like you said, the other ones are so good that it kind of will just pulls it along into the mix?
For me, Abbey Road's that.
Okay.
Because Sun King, I can deal with. Come Together is a great song, and I love everything else. So for me, I'm getting chills even thinking about it because I'm just that type of dude. I'm going to cry or do something. It's f***ing amazing.
He's going to punch us pretty soon.
Okay, the emotions are coming.
It's a little bit different because the last time we had it, I think when we all had a little bit of vodka in our systems, we were a little bit barking on each other and you were just completely untalkable.
I was an asshole.
This guy is lovely to be around on vodka, let me tell you.
Vodka's my thing.
He would not let go on the come together. That was the one.
Well, that's true. And I'm just mad that people have perfect records. It's just they're not perfect records.
Right?
I get pissed.
And another thing, just like you think of like a perfectly written song that you just hate because you've heard it so much.
Right.
Like Sandman is one of those tunes. Like I would never put on Enter Sandman, but every time you hear it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a perfect song.
So well done.
It is a perfect song.
You know? Right. I think like a song like, we forgot about You Shook Me All Night Long is a song like that.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Back in Black, AC/DC. Which was another one you had an issue with.
Better watch out, Brian.
I thought of another one, too, that might fit as well. What about Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil? Are we Motley Crue fans here?
I love Motley Crue.
Just, I'm not like a Motley Crue album guy.
Okay. So you wouldn't know the intricacies of the tracks.
Probably not.
Well, let's just go through and cheat quickly.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, is interlude doesn't count. So Shout of the Devil, obviously.
Yeah.
Looks at Kill, great. Bastard, great. Now here's a question: God Bless the Children of the Beast is a 1 minute guitar part. So do we even count that? Or is it counted as a song, or what's the rules on that?
I don't think that one would be. I think that's an interlude.
It goes into like the bungle category if it's just a little interlude.
Right, yeah. If it's not the length of like Within Without You or like Cthulhu, stuff like that. You know?
If it's not the length of Cthulhu. Just saying.
Helter Skelter, classic cover. Yeah. Red Hot, great. Too Young to Fall in Love. Knock 'em Dead, Kid. 10 Seconds of Love. Danger. Danger's the only one that might not be an A to me, so maybe a B+. So that's close to a perfect album on that end. Hmm. Are you looking at Back in Black?
Yeah.
All right, you got it?
Yep.
Okay.
We got Hell's Bells.
Great.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Shoot the Thrill.
Perfect.
Great. Pretty brilliant. What Do You Do for the Money, Honey?
What you do for money, honey? How do you get your... Yeah, I think it's if you're drinking some beers, it's a pretty cool party scene.
Well, I'm always drinking beers, and I'm going to give that a B.
Yeah, I got to agree with him on that one.
Okay.
Giving the dog a bone, that's just cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
They said they even did it live with Axl, which was even cooler.
Yeah,
I thought it was awesome.
That's sick.
Uh-huh.
Let Me Put My Love Into You.
That's a little bit of a vibey type tune. I'll give it an A-.
Okay. Well... What Do You Do for Money, Honey? What are you giving that one? A minus on that one, too?
To be honest with you, out of the whole record, I'd have to say Let Me Put My Love Into You is probably the one that I'd give a B+. I'm going to rephrase and say that Money, Honey, to me, is an A. Love Into You is a B.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so it's
not
the
one that makes
for you.
Not a perfect record, yeah.
Okay.
What else is on there?
Back in Black.
Yes.
Shook Me All Night Long.
Yes.
Have a Drink on Me.
Yes.
Yep.
Shake a Leg.
Yes.
Shake a leg?
Damn. Shake a leg. That was it.
Okay, great riff, yeah.
When you guys were doing Hail to the King, I bet you were listening to those type of tunes.
No, wait, we didn't do anything like that.
No, we didn't listen to anything.
We didn't listen to anybody else.
The magic in our head. You can't tell when you put on that one that's begged, borrowed, and stolen. but it was fun.
And then, of course, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Yeah, Rock and White Nose Pollution.
That's great.
Sure.
That's a good one, too. Hail Your Middleman.
As long as it's not a perfect record, I can deal with
it. So once you get the one that's not perfect, then you're fine.
Then I'm fine.
Yeah. Right.
I don't lose
any
sleep.
But we have decided in this conversation that there has been some perfect records here.
Yeah, so I thought we all agreed. Didn't Zachy have one?
I think
he
was
stubbed
Weezer.
His toe yesterday, so...
Yeah,
he's not here.
Was it Weezer? Weezer Blue Album we were talking about.
Weezer Blue Album.
Go through the list on that. That's, I mean...
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that I had an issue with, like much like you guys with, like, say, Halloween. I have the album, but I'm not a huge fan of Weezer, per se, from that era. I like it a little bit later. That was one of those ones, like, being such a metal guy. When I looked at the cover of the album and saw them wearing, like,
sweaters
and stuff.
Well, you're not from Southern California.
Bingo. I'm from Northern Canada, so a guy like Rivers Cuomo shows up at my school. We beat his ass.
He's the king of our schools.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go through the Blue Album just to make sure that, which by the way was also their first album. Oh, I got one more after this. Okay, so the track listing for that was My Name is Jonas.
Perfect.
No One Else. Yeah. World Has Turned and Left Me Here.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Okay. I do too.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah,
great.
Perfect, yeah.
Sweater Song. Great.
Yep.
Surf Wax America.
So
no,
good.
You can't. Yeah, there's
nothing there.
Surfer,
though. It's, but it's so
yeah, I want to hear that song all the time when we're on the way to the beach. Like, yeah. It's just
Surf Wax America.
So
say it. Work, I'll take my board.
So, you guys,
come on.
Say It Ain't So.
Yep.
One of the greatest perfect ballads of all time.
In the Garage.
Love it. Uh-oh. To me, honestly, I would see the B on that.
Give it a B.
I'm snarky.
This one I'll probably get shit for, but the B on this one is actually a Sweater Song for me.
Ooh.
I love the song. I mean, but...
Who are you?
It was always the one that I kind of just... For whatever reason, it didn't touch me the way the rest of them
did. The fact it was the first single, I think, from the record, or second single, I just thought it was very strange to have that as a single.
Was it first or second? I think it must have been second. Was Buddy Holly first?
Maybe Jonas Buddy, and then Sweater Song might have been three. But it was one of the top tunes that they were promoting. And I was just like, I can't go for that. And I ain't talking about Hall & Oates. So that one to you has that one. Okay, let me throw one more at you.
Cut.
And then what about the first Boston record? Are we Boston fans?
Huge Boston fan.
Okay, so that to me might be.
We gotta go through the list on that.
And you know what, dude? It doesn't surprise me if you're a Boston fan, because a lot of your harmonies and stuff. I mean, Boston, one of the best harmony bands of all time.
Right. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Agree.
More Than a Feeling.
Brilliant.
Peace of
What's
Mind.
That? Yeah.
Foreplay, Long Time, Rock and Roll Band, Smokin',
Hitch a Ride,
Something About You.
Are you sure you're not reading off the greatest hits right now?
That's what I mean, right?
Well, yeah.
They're all
hits. That album is their greatest.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, that's Something About You, Let Me Take You Home Tonight.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, we can't even.
That one, I give that one a
He wrote record. And played like
everything.
All that stuff.
Everything.
Drums and.
As a matter
guitar,
of fact,
sang.
That might be the one that we've talked about where every song could be an A+.
I give
all
those.
I don't have a track listing.
Maybe Hitch a Ride is an A±, but I mean.
It's greater than or equal to an A.
What about Something About You? Yeah. Right?
Yeah, something. We got Something About You. It doesn't sound anything like that, but.
You got to put a vocoder on that.
What key am I in? What key is he in? What key are we in?
Just in the middle of the podcast, you just kind of flip on it.
Sounds like a Kid Rock.
Find the vocal stem. Just put it in there.
We have decided as we wind down, because you guys, Big Joe's here, and he's going to beat me up if I don't let you go soon. We did figure out that there is such a thing as a perfect album. We do agree.
We do.
Yeah.
And you didn't agree at first, Gates.
What is it?
Well, Boston.
Oh, no, I'm giving Something About You a D.
What?
Okay, a B.
Really? Something About You, the ones that you're going to gonna love here.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I can't give it to Boston.
Oh, my gosh. I thought we were almost going to say it was the one album that was almost all A+. Now you're coming back with a D on that one?
Yeah, he's being a D.
No, I give it a solid B. But, yeah, it's still not a perfect.
Is there any of your albums, Avenged Sevenfold, that you think is close to a perfect album? And obviously.
All of them, of course.
The Stage. Go buy it on iTunes. And
it's
an evolving album.
The Stage is out, by the way, guys. It is out. It's like, wow, you guys put out a new song, Paradigm? No, it's been out for 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, for me as a fan, I think that City of Evil is your best record from start to finish.
Gotcha.
From beginning to end. And Stage is actually up there too, but I think for me, that's still the one. If you go through all the tracks, there's a couple that may not be A's, but they're pretty much all B+.
Yeah, I think the Adventure on that record, I think we did a really, really good job. I think where we failed are a lot of the choruses. I think if you go to like Strength of the World, a song like that, the chorus isn't that great, but you go into the bridge and other things and it has like the catchier parts, the better melodies and like bridges. We were really focused on, I mean, I'm obsessed with like secret endings and crazy intros and stuff. Like, I think we all are from what we've listened to and stuff. So I always focused on great like bridge melodies and I just kind of naturally fit that sort of way, or a crazy ending like the end of Seize the Day or something like that, you know? But yeah, the chorus is kind of blow.
For Stage, though, the choruses are much stronger all across the
board. I feel that way. I know the Stage is more of a bizarre record, although it got great reviews,
record,
you know, but it's...
Back at number one on iTunes, I saw the other day, which is great to see.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Stuff, it's still relatively new, so we don't hate it yet.
Yeah, you don't hate it yet. I was going
to
say,
but we will. I guarantee you that. But right now, so yeah, that's
it's hard to you can't. It's hard to go back and look at.
I'll come
at
it from a different angle, though. Lyrically, Nightmare is an absolute masterpiece to me.
Yeah,
because that's when I think Shad's really came into his own, where he, something horrible happened to him. It's pure emotion. You know,
he's already the pain from that, right?
Right. Plus, like, storytelling and stuff. He was always a great storyteller. City of Evil has that whole biblical thing from front to back, where it's just like his interpretation of different stories, which is great. Mm-hmm. But and I'm not saying there's no soul there, but you go to a record like Nightmare, and it's pure soul. Mm-hmm. It's pure honesty. It's the worst thing that could happen to you, losing a person that close to you, that young, that tragic. And I think it's absolutely brilliant from start to finish.
It's funny when you first start as a kid, especially as, you know, heavy metal, like you follow the Dio route, and yeah. Even Metallica early days, you're writing about biblical and, you know, monsters. And
right.
I remember I wrote a whole song about the Revelation, you know, the end of the world, Armageddon on our fourth record. And then, like you said, you write something about maybe breaking up with a girl or somebody dying or something. And it's just like so much deeper.
Yeah,
so much deeper. There's a song actually in the new album, Fozzy new album, called 3 Days in Jail.
Yeah.
Which I wrote while I was serving in 3 days in jail.
Here, right?
Yes.
In Atlanta. Yeah.
Wow, good Chris Jericho trivia.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a friend, bud.
I'm that guy. All the vodka. Yeah. That's how I remember.
I told that story the last time.
Yeah.
I think we started talking about that and then went to the Perfect Album podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you spent 3 days in jail. Okay, by the way, have you ever heard of a Perfect Album?
Exactly. And then fisticuffs.
Yeah, just fisticuffs. And just to wrap up, I want to just say, what was it like? What is it like being on tour with Metallica this summer, in stadiums?
It's been incredible, man. Like, I'm absolutely loving it. You know, it's different being on during the daytime.
Yeah, being the support band.
Yeah, it's definitely a little change of pace. But I will say, going into these stadiums and just looking around, like, cause I'm a big sports guy. We're going into all these football stadiums, and I'm like, I got to get a picture next to the Dolphin. I got to get a picture next to the Cowboys.
Whatever, the thing, soldier. You
know? What did you do to the Cowboys star?
That picture I'm not letting anyone see. A lot of angry people at me in Dallas.
Won't be allowed back there.
I'm a Raiders fan, so.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah, right. Is the crowds, like, they know you guys? Is it
it's been really great. And the dudes, you can't speak enough about the Metallica dudes. And it's not just because they've taken us on tour. It's everything that they've done. Like, 2 days ago, they heard through, like, they just care about fans and all this kind of shit. They read online that our sound has been sucking, you know, because they limit things. And that's just what you do. You're not allowed to play as loud as the headliner. And that's tradition, you know. Yeah. We're good with that. But it just wasn't mixing right with the limiters they were putting on or whatever. So they're just like, do whatever the fuck you want, you know. Be as loud as you want to.
Really?
And shit like that was amazing. And then I had to cancel a show in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia show, because my wife was in labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had already had to negate a couple of shows with them because of the due date. You know, I needed 10 days before and 10 days after. And we
booked those shows off.
We didn't play Gillette Stadium. Is it still Gillette Stadium, or is it
Pittsburgh or Philly or whatever?
Yeah. So a couple of different ones. Totally cool about it. They still let us do the remainder of the gigs. And then James dedicated a song to me and my son that night. I think it was Sad But True. And I just thought that was incredible. And they came back stage and congratulated me. And Lars is like one of the nicest freaking guys in the world.
He's
as intense and like crazy. He like comes off, you know, that's his passion for life, for people, for his band, for his fans. So they've been so, so good to us.
When Lars talks to you, you can tell he's listening to what you're saying.
Right. Like, oh, yeah. Right. That's perfectly
He looks you
put.
In the eye, and he's not just some, hey, what's up, dude? Like, thinking about, he actually is listening.
Yeah.
And we'll bring it up the next time. Oh, you still live in Tampa? Like,
right.
How do you remember that? I haven't seen you in 6 years or whatever. Right. Winnipeg, f***ing hey.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty cool
for
guys to be working
with. It's a rarity. They really are legends within the industry as they are with their fans.
One last thing, I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about this, but how much of a shock was it to lose Shirt? Just to make Shirt is a legendary sound guy, sweetheart of a guy, just a great brother, and maybe one of the best sound men that ever spun dials.
I may be biased, but I don't think so. I believe him to be the absolute best, and he could dial in a rock show, man. He was absolutely incredible, and truly the nicest guy I've ever met. And I'm not even lying. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Post mortem, he is the nicest guy I've ever met. Absolutely incredible. Guess so he'll be always, missed for sure.
Got any fun shirt stories?
Oh, man.
That Jace, you can tell.
When he first started working for us, we were on the crew bus hanging. And Jason Berry was out of his mind back then. You know,
one of your crew guys.
Yeah, yeah.
One of your bros.
Great friend we grew up with. Shirt was this big dude, and you think that he's just going to be the opposite of what he is. He's just a giant, like, teddy bear.
Yeah, he's
and
a big
so he's sitting
guy.
In his bunk, and, like, he's looking at Jason, and he's like, "What are you looking at, Shirt?" Probably a little drunk. And he jumps on Shirt. Shirt's in his bunk, and he's like, "Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me." And I looked at this man who was probably three times the size of Jason Berry, just freaking out. And I was like, "Wow, what a teddy bear." And then after that, you know, you just really like a guy like that. You know, just totally cool, not a mean bone in his body. Yeah. And pretty cool.
Pretty good dude. Johnny, got anything? What's your?
We had a ongoing joke is like anytime I would actually stop playing bass on the last tour that we were on, I'd just stop and look at him. And he'd start freaking out and looking around at the console going, where did Johnny go? Where did Johnny go? And I just look up and smile at him and go, and shake his head at me and start playing again.
Yeah, because he knew he took his job that seriously.
Yeah, like, he could tell if he stopped playing.
It was incredible. And he was such a sweet dude. And then because of that, you know, he'd come back and be like, "Oh, yeah, I'm not even turning you on anymore." Like,
it's probably for the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, dude, you guys got a show to play. Let's dedicate this one to Shirt tonight.
I love that. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for taking time to do this, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right, so if any of you TIJ listeners disagree with our thoughts on the perfect album, whether you think it is a perfect album or is not a perfect album, hit me up on the Twitter at TalkIsJericho and let me know what you think. Send me your nominations for the perfect album. There's a couple that I actually forgot that I want to go through. How about Cheap Trick Live at Budokan? That's pretty much a close to perfect record that I should have brought up. The Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf is another one I think should be listed in there at some way. Scenes from a Memory, Dream Theater. Sticky Fingers by Rolling Stones. Van Halen 1, another candidate for a possible perfect album. So we'll get back together again and go through those examples of what could be the perfect album. If you got any of your own, send them to me on the Twitter, and we will debate them on the next installment of In Search of the Perfect Album. I want to thank Sinister Gates and Johnny Christ from Avenge for being here. This music debate was a little friendlier than the others we had in the past, but this is before the show when Gates was not drinking. So next time, we'll do it after the show when he gets gunned up a bit, and we'll get some real balls and going on there. But it's an interesting concept and great rules. Remember, every song has to either be an A minus or better to be included as a perfect album. So what do you think? Hit me up on the Twitter at Talk Is Jericho and let me know, and we'll read some of your perfect albums next week here on Talk Is Jericho. Okay. And speaking of next week, what's going to be on Team Tiger Awesome next week? I'm not sure, but they got some ridiculous news headlines going on. We're going to listen to now. That could be the worst segue ever. Very perfect for Team Tiger Awesome.
This is the news with Team Tiger Awesome. In local human monster news, a human monster at the grocery store today ate a grape straight from the produce bin. This may be related to last week's incident where a human monster didn't clean up after his dog. Authorities would like to remind you, if you see this human monster, do not attempt to engage, as he is probably the worst. This week in Northern Ireland, a man rescued a cat that had managed to get stuck between two walls. And you guys, it was adorable. And now the weekly slant rhyme report. Soups up, scoots up, three spots to five. Porous is still what four is. Mystery shifts to three. Nobody threatened to take over second. And It's No Crock is still on top. For more really stupid news, listen to the Team Tiger Awesome Show every Sunday on the Jericho Network, right here on Podcast One.
Go subscribe to the Team Tiger Awesome Show at Apple Podcasts. Be sure to leave them a 5-star rating and review, and leave all the Jericho Network podcasts 5-star ratings and reviews at Apple Podcasts. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. Great talk this week about Jason Jordan being Kurt Angle's son and what they thought about that. And of course, Cyrus on the spot for New Japan, talking about all the ins and outs of the G1 tournament, G1 heavyweight tournament there. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon. He's got a thrash metal episode with Rob Trujillo from Metallica and Charlie Benanti from Anthrax on the air right now. The Raven Effect is just continue on this great psychological journey of Raven, how he created the Raven character, the Dudley's character, gigging Tommy Dreamer, always very irrelevant pop culture wrestling 101 tutorial from Raven. Of course, the flagship show, Keeping It 100 with Conan. This week got Stephen Bonner and Phil Baroni, I was going to say AMA, MMC, MC Hammer. The MMA greats are going to be on there, along with all the regulars, Disco Inferno and Hurricane Helms, KG, the Lucha Underground Minute, not the Lucha Underground, what was it called? The Mass Republic Minute, talking about Lucha Libre. Great stuff on Conan. And of course, Beyond the Darkness, your paranormal fix every weekday with brand new episodes Monday through Friday. And you can get in on the True Crime Tuesdays as well. Dave and Tim, the guys behind Beyond the Darkness, are doing a weekly True Crime Tuesday podcast. But you can only get that by signing up at Patreon.com for just $5 a month. You get a new episode every single Tuesday, and all the episodes are commercial free. That means no commercials. So sign up now at patreon.com. And one last big thank you to this episode's amazing sponsors and to all of you for supporting them, who help they help put this show on for free for twice a week. I'm talking about DDP Yoga, one of my best sponsors here, longtime sponsor. Thank you so much to DDP. Go check out ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDP Yoga related merch. A&E season 2 of the groundbreaking docuseries Leia Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath, premiering August 15th. I'm currently almost finished season 1. It's riveting. And of course, Geico, save money on your car insurance. Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next and coming up on Wednesday. Wow. Are you ready for this one? Who's the most famous boxer of all time that's still alive? That's not Muhammad Ali. All right? Who's the toughest, hardest punch? Who knocked me out on Monday Night Raw? I'm talking about the legendary Iron Mike Tyson. He's going to be here on Talk is Jericho next Wednesday. What do you think of that? Who brings you the biggest guests? I do. Who brings you the biggest guests? I do. He's going to be here on Wednesday. Who's going to be here on Wednesday?
Mike Tyson.
That's right. Mike Tyson is going to be here. Everyone's excited. Even my daughter Cheyenne's excited. Everyone's ready for Mike Tyson this Wednesday. In the meantime and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy!
Listen to new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Abbey Road is a perfect album. I don't care what Gates says.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing and gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.
Trump's victory. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute.
It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable.
At the White House, President Trump welcomed Republicans from the House and the Senate who passed a bill overhauling the tax code. The president says the middle class will be seeing the effects of this bill very soon.
The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. They're going to have $2,000, and that's, in my opinion, going to be less than the average. You're going to have a lot more than that.
The tax overhaul bill also includes a corporate tax cut.
We have companies pouring back into our country, and that means jobs, and it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies.
Democrats have criticized the tax package as a giveaway to corporations and the rich. The tax cuts for businesses are permanent under this tax bill, but reductions for individuals and families will expire after a decade. I'm Ed Donahue.